Father Joseph, who of course was a trained priest and was able to actually help Mother Teresa talk about what she had experienced interiorly in such a way that he became very important for her own self-understanding of what the Lord had given to her in that great mystical experience that began for her in 1946.
Welcome to Faith and Culture, a production of the Augustine Institute. Every week, we explore the glory of the Catholic faith and the beauty of Catholic culture. And now, here's the host of Faith and Culture, Joseph Pierce.
Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and welcome to another Faith and Culture podcast of the Augustine Institute. I'm delighted to have back one of my favorite guests and one of my best friends, Christopher Bloom, who's the dean of the Augustine Institute's graduate program, as well as many other things, wearing many other hats. But today we're going to talk about a book that he's worked on and for with us, Augustine Institute's publishing, and it's I Thirst, 40 Days with Mother Teresa by Joseph Langford, Missionary of Charity. Maybe try to clarify, because I know there's some confusion. Some people think the book's actually by Mother Teresa. Obviously, the byline is by Father Langford. Perhaps you can tell us who he is. But why, I mean, to what extent is it with Mother Teresa? What part of it is with Mother Teresa if it's not Mother Teresa's book?
Excellent. Thank you, Joseph. It's great to be back with you. Yes, this project is one that we were just so proud and delighted to have the opportunity to work on here, as you know. This was a project that was sort of already in motion when you became the director of publishing here for us, and you've watched it unfold. Father Joseph Langford was the co-founder of the Missionary Charities Fathers with Mother Teresa back in 1984, and he passed away in 2010. During the last couple of decades of his life, he traveled around the world, really, to MC convents and to lay audiences, giving retreats based upon the spirituality of Mother Teresa. How was he why was he the right person to do that? Well, as it happens, the Missionary of Charity Fathers are not too terribly numerous a body, and they worked very closely with Mother Teresa. As I think many people know, she was often in the United States or in Rome, and she knew Father Joseph very, very well. They were very close, and he was one of her closest spiritual confidants. In addition to that, it's inside the order, the sort of oral tradition, if you will, is that Father Joseph, who of course was a trained priest and had his theology background and was particularly well-versed in the church's tradition of spirituality, was able to actually help Mother Teresa talk about what she had experienced interiorly in such a way that he became very important for her own self-understanding of what the Lord had given to her in that great mystical experience that began for her in 1946. So, in any event, at Father Langford's death, the manuscript of his retreat conferences was left to the order. It's somewhere between 80 and 90,000 words, and then the order contacted us and asked us to work with them to distill from that large manuscript a series of meditations that could be made available to the laity that would welcome them into this understanding of Mother Teresa's spirituality that Father Joseph was privileged to have had.
So they're his words.
They are his words, although each of the 40 meditations begins with a little bit of the gospel usually, and then followed by a few words from Mother Teresa, from one of her letters or one of her speeches or something like that. And these selections from the writings of Mother Teresa were chosen by the editors to bring out the theme of I Thirst. And many of them are heretofore unpublished.
And so it's, you said it, the original manuscript or the full manuscript of the retreat notes of Father Langford was 70,000 to 80,000 words. Obviously, this is a slimmer volume of that, 40 meditations. Mm-hmm. Who did the distillation?
A team that I was privileged to be a part of, right? So some editors who were working partly for the order and partly for the Augustine Institute. The literary agent of the Missionary Charities is Bridget Leonard, who has really been the sort of guardian angel of this whole project and has helped us discern. And then Father Bob Conroy of the MC Fathers paid us a visit here in Denver and helped us to think through what might be an appropriate way of repackaging for a general audience what's present there in the retreats.
Okay, and so you talk about a general audience. So who or what sort of person do you think would benefit particularly from actually delving into or diving into plumbing the depths of this this spiritual retreat?
Well, I do think that what's remarkable here is that we have something quite distinctive, namely the record of this interior experience that Mother Teresa had in which she experienced the thirst of Christ on the cross and had that call within a call, calling her to serve the poorest of the poor and to found the missionaries of charities and so forth. We have that theme of the thirst of Christ present throughout, but we also have the book as a whole here is structured in a way that's deeply traditional and you might say sort of at the heart of the church's spirituality. There's strong debts to Ignatius Loyola's spiritual exercises and more than a few explicit references to the little flower and sort of harmonies with the Carmelite tradition.
So is this a reflection of Mother Teresa's own spirituality? Mm-hmm. So the little flower, the Carmelite tradition, the Ignatian tradition?
Yes. It absolutely is, yes. So the order that she belonged to, the Sisters of Loretto, were very closely tied to the Jesuits. And her own spirituality was formed in the Ignatian tradition. And then she chose the name Teresa because of the little flower, if I'm not mistaken, and was very, very close to Our Lady. Not Our Lady, I'm so sorry. Close to St. Therese. There are a couple of meditations in here exploring that closeness between Mother Teresa and the little flower, which is interesting. But of course, you know, right there, that's the door open to the Carmelites, right? So, you know, you've got, there's just sort of good soil here. And Father Joseph was himself someone who was helping Mother Teresa to express this insight of hers in a way that would locate it well with respect to the church's tradition. You know, and maybe here it's worth saying that, in effect, what we're dealing with this interior experience of Mother Teresa's, is a form of private revelation. You know, it's like unto Our Lady speaking to Saint Bernadette or the visionaries at Fatima, right? It's a special privileged encounter with the divine, most of which, almost all of which, is inexpressible, right? You know, it's not the sort of thing that's going to get written down. And as the Church teaches us very clearly, the purpose of these private revelations within the providential economy is to send us deeper into the public revelation, which is contained in sacred scripture. Right. And that's why each one of these meditations is headed with a piece of scripture, usually. There's a couple that are headed with lines from Thérèse of Lisieux, which is not quite the same as scripture, but also good. You know, the editors really wanted to show here that even though there's something distinctive, it's not idiosyncratic.
So the actual, the quotes from scripture at the beginning of each meditation you said the quotes from Mother Teresa herself, and occasionally from Saint Therese and other people. Is this part of Father Langford's notes, or is this the work of the editors?
It's both. It's both. His retreat conferences are filled up with quotations from Mother Teresa,
But then I suppose once you've decided upon a structure where every single meditation is going to begin with a quote, then if Father Langford hasn't supplied one, you've found one that's appropriate.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're in the season of Lent. The book is titled 40 Days with Mother Teresa, or subtitled, I Thirst, 40 Days with Mother Teresa. So why would you suggest or recommend to people listening to the Faith and Culture podcast this particular spiritual retreat during Lent rather than presumably many others that they could choose from?
Oh, and there's a lot of good ones out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
absolutely.
There's maybe some that aren't so good, but this one is... It has a Lenten structure to it generally, not so evidently that it couldn't be read at a different time of the year.
Right.
So it's not as though, you know, day one it must be Ash Wednesday or anything
right.
like that. But the first couple of weeks, generally speaking, have to do with self-examination. And then as we move into the middle of those 40 days, we're coming very, very close to the person of Christ in his preaching and in his testimony to the Father's love and to Our Lady. And then as we come to the end of the 40 days, we are going up to Jerusalem and meditating upon the Passion. And the last couple of meditations have to deal have to do with the resurrection and the sending of the Holy Spirit. So it's got that kind of liturgical shape to it,
right.
Which of course is a perfectly fine shape to any kind of spiritual exercise,
right?
Regardless of what time of year one goes through it, but very much suited for Lent.
So yeah, ideal for Lent, but certainly not exclusively for Lent. And people can pick this book up any time of the year, and if they were to purchase it for Lent, they can return to it at other times of the year. Advent, perhaps, for instance, although Advent's
certainly
not 40 days long, maybe have to be two a day or something.
That's right. That's right, exactly.
Well, Dr. Bloom, it's been a joy having you, as always, on the Faith and Culture podcast, and also a joy to have you talking about this wonderful book, which we're honored to be publishing here at the Augustine Institute, I Thirst, 40 Days with Mother Teresa, by Father Joseph Langford of the Missionaries of Charity. Christopher Bloom, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joseph.
And I've been Joseph Pierce, your host on this Faith and Culture podcast with the Augustine Institute. Thanks so much for joining me as ever. Goodbye and God bless. Go.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Faith and Culture with Joseph Pierce. Faith and Culture is a production of the Augustine Institute. For more information, please visit us at faithandculture.com.